Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Jeff. Temperature here is currently 21 degrees. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in?
This is November 2, Lima, Bravo, Tango. My name is Dennis, and I'm in White Lake.
N2LBT, Dennis, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Just headed home, and gonna hunker down for the snowpocalypse, as they say. And it's nice to have a nice quiet drive home. So we'll be traveling tomorrow, took the day off, so we'll be hunkered down and just waiting for it to come, having fun. And it is also 21 degrees here. And roads are clear. It's nice.
Okay, yeah. I guess it depends on what TV channel you listen to. They're all over the map right now. It was WKTV tonight said 6 to 9 inches in our area and up by you 9 to 12. But I don't know. I don't think they know all, you know, that much. But we'll see. Well, you have a safe drive there, and hopefully you'll have a lot of fun there tomorrow when the snow comes in. And it's supposed to come in sometime there in the afternoon. Like, most of it, I guess, is supposed to come in later in the afternoon. But all right, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. Are there any other portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KD2VLA.
Jeff.
N2YQ.
KA2YDC.
Okay, KA2VLA, WX2PJR, N2OIQ, and K2YDC. Do we have any other check-ins? Okay, we'll start with the birthday boy there, KA2VLA. Happy birthday, Clint. Good evening, and what's going on?
KD2AIT, good evening, Jim. Oh, having a good run at birthdays. Getting all sorts of tasty morsels, a lot of advice and everything else. I went up this afternoon to my daughter's. They lost a cell phone in the snow, so I took my coin collector that I have, wandered up there, and in 20 minutes I found it. That's about the only thing I accomplished today. So we'll say 73s, KD2AIT, this is KD2VLA. Clear and listen out. I'm glad to see fine on there from, everything is fine in the town of Fine. I haven't heard him for several years on the net.
Well, Roger, well, we're getting a lot of people back these days, it seems, and it's great. I like to have a busy net. Okay, well, thanks again for checking in there, Clint, and again, happy birthday, and we'll catch up with you later. WX2PJR, Paul, good evening, what's up?
Good evening, Jeff. Happy birthday to Clint there, Dan, and Charlie as well, coming aboard. Whoever else is in there? Sure, I heard someone else, I'm not sure. Oh, yeah, the mobile guy that was first, I think. Anyways, let's see here. 18 degrees. Not too bit much going on outside tonight. One more day, and it'll be here, I guess. Anyways, other than that, not much else to add. Snow-wise, we'll see what happens tomorrow night. How much we get. Other than that, not much else to add. Time to give you one to the go. WX2PJR.
Okay, Paul. Hold on a second here. I got the phone ringing. All right, thanks for checking in there, and and we'll catch up with you later. And to AIQ, Dan, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Hey, good evening, Jeff, and everyone on the net this evening. This is N2OYQ here. There ain't too much going on, kind of quiet evening. Just made some popcorn, so I'm just eating that, and what else? And not too much. Just watching a little TV and what I'm listening to the radio here tonight. And we got, 22 degrees at the present time, and nothing going on outside that I know of right now. I looked out there a few minutes ago, but, I don't know. So anyways, but we'll have to wait and see what happens tomorrow. When we get in the morning, either it'll be snow or nothing or a lot, you know, whatever. So, anyways, but I ain't going to worry about it too much. I ain't got to go to work, so. It's retired, yeah, when it snows, you ain't got to worry about getting out in the morning and driving and all that good stuff. So I love that. I love that part of it, for sure. Okay, Jeff, have a good evening. We'll talk to you later, and a happy birthday getting there to Clint. Yeah, it sounds like you have a pretty good day there, so. Back to you, Jeff, and to OIQ.
Yeah, we'll have to see on the, we'll have to see on the snow. I'm planning on going into camp there on Saturday. I was going to snowshoe in up there, and, we'll have to see. They say that storm is supposed to be out of here by, about 8 o'clock in the morning or so on Saturday, so, see how the road is going up there, and if they got my parking spot plowed out up there. If so, then I plan on going down in there and getting the snow off the camp. But we'll see. All right, thanks, Dan. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. K2YDC, Charlie, good evening. What's up?
Hi there, Jeff, and yes, it's fine here and fine, just for Clint there. I used to say it's fine here in Oswegatchie, but I just... have the same ring to it there, so I'm in the township of Fine, so it's fine and fine, but, oh boy, yeah, I'll try to get into the habit of checking in like I used to there, every day, so, let's see, what's going on here in Fine, I don't know, I guess we're supposed to get some on seasonal weather there, but it don't bother me because I haven't drove in just about 10 years, so just unless the roof blows off the house, I shouldn't have no problem sitting in my easy chair, but who knows. But I guess that's all the babble from the town of Fine. Happy birthday, Clint, and by golly, we'll check in with you guys again. This is
KA2YDC. Okay, Charlie, thanks for the fine check-in there. And glad to have you back here. It's, what, I think 3 days in a row now. So you're well on your way to getting back into the habit. They say old habits are hard to break, but I find that old habits are hard to get back into the swing to when you haven't done them in a while. At least that is for me. Anyway, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. Let's see, that's the end of the list. So this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for check-ins.
WBQRUQ.
KD8MVC.
Okay, I got WB2RUQ and KD8MVC. We'll start with WB2RUQ. My father there, John. Looks like you're going to be right in the old center of it there. From what I'm seeing, well, Boston might get hit a little harder, but you're going to finally get some payback down there. What's going on tonight?
Oh, nothing. It's about 29 degrees here along the Hudson River. Yeah, look at the storm. I mean, I'm all set to hunker down here, so we're ready for it. I don't have to go anywhere, so we'll see. Yeah, I was trying to get on. I had trouble connecting from my iMac tonight. I don't know why, but got on the iPad here, no problem. So that's it from the Hudson Valley. We're just waiting for Mother Nature to dump a big one on us. So WB2RUQ.
Okay, yeah, you know, some of these clients, they don't work, you know, The EchoLink is not perfect, I can tell you that, and the developer still does respond to some questions there when you get them up out there on QRZ, the QRZ website, but they haven't really pushed out any updates for a long time, and well, it is what it is. I think it could definitely use some improvements, but that's all right. There's no other way you're going to be able to check in from all the way down there except using EchoLink. So, by the way, they're routing you in tonight through Brazil. So you're hitting a little south of the border where it's warmer. All right, we'll catch up with you later. Now we'll move on to KD8 MVC. Dan, good evening. What's going on?
Good evening. This is KD8 MVC. Name here is Dan in Twinsburg, Ohio. I just happened to come across this net on EchoLink. Just messing around and made a few contacts. So I was checking in and heard you guys are expecting a pretty good snowstorm. We've had our share, so I guess it's your turn now. Hope you guys have a good night. This is KD8 MVC 73s back to net.
Roger that. Well, we're pretty used to it up here. We get snow most all the time. Where the repeater is located is in a small town of Boonville, upstate New York. And it's considered the snow capital of the state, and gets quite a bit of snow. I think last year the Weather Channel ranked it number 2 in the country for snowfall, second to some place in Alaska, and I don't remember the name of the town. So, all right, well, thanks for checking in, Dan, and you're welcome to check in whenever you'd like here. We have a nightly net every night, obviously every night at 9 p.m., so feel free to come back. Okay, this is KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Okay, well, as myself today, worked, and another work day, and we got some stuff out of the yard there. We didn't want to lose in any snowstorm. But from what I've been seeing, it looks like we're not going to get the worst of it. They're going to get worse of it there on the coast. So they're saying Boston there, in that area, could get 2 feet. And one of the guys on the Weather Channel said it wouldn't shock them if they got 3 feet. But I think they're just kind of overhyping it a little bit. We'll see. They've been talking about how this could equal to the blizzard of 78. And I remember that when that blizzard came out. I was 8 years old. I still remember that. I still remember that blizzard. That was a nasty one. Okay. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay. Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net and return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Dennis, Clint, Paul, Dan, Charlie, John, and the other Dan for checking in tonight. And say 73 to those who are listening in. This is KD2 AIT. We'll be clear.
For the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight. With or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations come now, please.
Says KD2 AIT. Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
KD2 AIT. Hi, Jeff. Were you able to hear the whole of Clint today?
Roger, I talked to him first thing this morning, and he wanted to say thank you to everybody, and you know, he's had that flu bug there for a little bit, so he hasn't been able to, to get on as much as I think he'd like, but he was on the RNet tonight, and he said he had a great day today, eating birthday cake and everything else, so yeah, he got all the messages, KD2AIT.
Okay, very good. Yeah, he has me send a thank you back to the station, so I will, well, of course, Carol and myself are right here, but I will send a little short message back to Mark and Pauline. Okay, very good. And I thank you very much for the help there last night. Any other stations for our tonight? 7-3 Jet, thanks for the check-in. And I guess we all have to kind of watch out for the weather for the next day or so. 7-3 is KA2 out of them.